listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Floke here with your news briefing. The man accused of firing multiple shots inside Canberra Airport will face court again in September. The 63-year-old from New South Wales didn't enter a plea today and did not apply for bail. He's facing a number of firearms charges following the incident near the check-in desks at around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Extraordinary and unprecedented. That's how the Prime Minister's describing reports. Scott Morrison secretly swore himself into three ministry positions while in government. There's claims the former PM was sworn in as both Finance, Health and Resources Minister at the start of the COVID pandemic. Anthony Albanese says they're looking into legal advice.
We all know that Scott Morrison had trouble doing the job that he had. Perhaps it was because he was doing so many different jobs that we didn't know that he had.
Today marks 1 year since the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. Experts believe millions of girls have been unable to go to secondary school for a whole year, while activists have allegedly been abducted and even murdered. Back home in South Australia's taken a big step forward. The state government there has appointed an assistant minister for autism. It's hoped the move will offer better representation for the community. And Qantas is adding to its domestic fleet to manage the big rise in online shopping. Half a dozen Airbus A321s are being purchased to keep up with the sheer amount of cargo volumes. Each can carry around 23 tonnes. The first of them should start arriving around 2024.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.